1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Well, let's relax. Let's talk a little bit about something that many people engage in, many people weekly engage in this form of relaxation. It's called getting massage. Now, you know, you can go to a spa and spend I don't know how much money on a fancy massage. You can get a weekly massage at your chiropractor's office. There are different kinds of massage techniques. You know what I found out the other day? When you think of the country Iceland, what do you think of? It's not much, right? Do you know that Iceland is spa heaven for Europeans? It has some of the world's most renowned spas and treatment places where people go and sit in mineral baths. They do the whole bit, man. They get the massages and all that crap in Iceland. So a lot of Europeans go over there during the winter, during the summer. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, I digress. Chris Norton is here. He's with a new massage technique, and we're going to bring him on from Hermosa Beach, California, to talk with us about massages, massage techniques, and the like. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm real good, Phil. How are you?
Good. Well, are you a, first of all, are you a licensed massage therapist?
No, Mr. Henry, but this is a new technique, and it's one that anyone can learn. I'm the probably the best practitioner of it.
What is it called?
Right, so it's called stress-relieving massage therapy. And
stress-relieving massage therapy?
Yes, sir. We go to the business of the people who want the massage. In other words, they don't have to come to us. We go to them. We go to the business to become their on-site massage therapists. And I use a lot of Eastern and Buddhist techniques. And
now, I've had massages before, Chris, where they play a lot of ethereal New Age music.
That's correct, yeah.
What is that?
Well, that's a relaxation technique. That's all. A lot of very beautiful and ethereal music can help you relax. I have some here. I have a CD player. It's a remote CD player.
Now, this is the music that you use while you're giving massages?
Yes, sir. I don't know if that's too loud.
Turn it up a little bit.
Okay. This music is designed to relax the woman. Most of the massage work I do is with women. Actually, I prefer to do massage work with women because they are the most tuned into their bodies.
So this is the music that you're playing while you're giving the massage?
That's correct.
What is the effect? I've heard music where you're like going off into space or something.
Yeah, this kind of music while you're getting a massage, when you're rubbing, you know, you're giving a woman a rub down, she can just relax into it. Let's listen for just a second, Phil.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
Let's ask you. You say that you use a lot of. Is that what is that? Someone yelling?
Someone yelling? No. That's the organ.
Okay. You can cut that back, or
yes. Go ahead.
All right. You use a lot of Eastern.
Yeah, as I was saying, Phil, I use a lot of Eastern Buddhist technique. I bring in the experience. A portable CD player. I have a selection of mood pieces that help relax and circulate the body's own healing properties. A lot of music. Most people who get massages are women. I really prefer to work with women, and they prefer me to work with them.
All right. Now, you do this massage naked. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me a little bit about that. So, are you naked?
Yes, as is the woman, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, so I learned early on that women generally requested that I not wear no clothes.
So the women were requesting that you strip?
That is, absolutely. And I guess it has something to do with it. I mean, I'm a fairly modest man. I don't know, but a lot of women, I guess, have said I'm good looking. I don't know. I've never noticed it myself, but a lot of women do say I'm really handsome. And I would come into the room with my clothes on, but I always found that they did quest that I took it off. So now I just...
You don't even bother to wait for them to ask?
No, I just come in nude.
Okay.
But what I'm doing is I anticipate their desires.
Okay, I didn't quite... What do you mean you anticipate their desires?
I anticipate their desires.
Well, how are you spelling anticipate?
A-N-T-I-C-A-P.
Oh, anticipate.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm anticipate their desires.
Let's get down to something that we have here at our office, because I know you know that we received a complaint from someone that you worked on, right?
Yes, sir, I know that.
Okay, this is a woman who you gave a massage to.
First of all, they were married women, and they didn't want to admit that they could be hot for someone other than their husband, okay?
All right, you went into an office building to give massages to some of the women that worked there, correct?
Yes, sir.
You came into the massage room nude, and they complained.
Yes, sir, but that's because they were married women.
And all right, they were married women, they were single women. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying, Phil, that they, in that particular case, and I don't want this to reflect badly on me, I'm not trying to say, I'm not sexually molesting women, okay?
No, sir, I'm not saying that you are. I'm saying that you walked into the room to give this woman a massage, and you were nude, and she hadn't requested that you take your clothes off.
Again, I'm very good-looking. A lot of women think I'm good-looking, so they wind up asking me to remove my clothes, and I generally just...
Okay, so before they ask you, you just go ahead and strip because you know they're going to ask you that.
Yeah, after a while it gets boring, you know. Would you take your clothes off? Would you take your clothes off? I finally say, well, I'm just going to walk in nude so I don't have to hear the monotony, the droning, the incessant, never-ending requesting of me to strip. I'll just come in nude. Now, in this case, these women were married.
And you say that they would not admit that they were, that they could be hot for someone other than their husband.
Yes, sir, I believe that. That they probably was hot for me, and, you know. See, one thing you have to
I find this really weird.
Well, one thing you have to realize about you know, doing a massage is most of the time people who book massages are wanting a erotic, exotic experience, and that's what I give. I give erotic, exotic experience.
And I didn't understand what you said.
Erotic, exotic experience.
Could you spell that word?
E-R-O-T-I-C.
Erotic, okay. You said I give a rod-zod...
No, erotics.
An erotic, exotic experience?
Yes, sir, and that's what I give. I enter in a natural state of naked, and I play the massage music like that, and I have a variety of oils and massage goo, and I also rub strawberries and chocolate on them, because a lot of women enjoy the strawberries and chocolate. I also do some exercises. I do some Tai Chi and Jiu Jitsu. I go through a variety of martial arts exercises. It's not only about the massage, Phil, but it's also about the sound, and this is something that I think makes my massage experience unique.
All right, Chris, our number 1-800-449-8686. You're saying that you have a unique approach to your massaging, and I don't doubt that, but I also, you know that we had these complaints.
I understand that, yeah.
All right, we're going to get into what makes your massage experience really unique. That's great music. Let me go to a call here in St. Petersburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
My name's Betty, and I'm a licensed massage therapist for 45 years.
Hey,
in the
Betty.
Year 2001.
Hey, Betty, how you
I
doing?
I resent the statements that he made. The massage therapist belongs to the allied health profession in the state of Florida. And
can you turn the music down? Turn your music down, okay?
Very, very hard to bring the massage profession up to standards and a high echelon, which it is. The therapists do not stand nude in front of a client, nor is the client nude. The laws are that the client must be draped and covered.
Right, but a lot of them have requested I be nude.
Well, you're out of line, I think.
Well, why do they ask me to be nude? I mean...
Well, there's something wrong with them, then. You have to get yourself back to...
What about this music? Do you use music?
Healing, source.
Do you use music in your
yes,
massage?
Music. I use music, but I use the music that's like...
Right.
From the ocean and the
right,
sea
right.
and so on and so forth.
Could I ask you a question? What
I
do you
don't
think?
Use any vibration music.
What do you think of this? What do you think of that?
That would irritate me.
Well,
everybody's different. You know, I can't say, but somebody else may like it.
A lot of women do feel right.
Well, this is the host, Phil Henry, ma'am. Let's get back to the original point here. You come into the room, but I want to ask Chris, you come into the room naked.
That's correct, Phil, because I've had so many of the women's ask me to take my clothes off.
It's against the law. I don't know where you are.
I'm in California.
Oh, well, it should be against the law in California because they have an AMA, American Massage Therapy Association.
Even with this kind of music?
the music. The music has nothing to do with you standing there nude.
If I play this kind of music...
The music would irritate me. I'm a very spiritual person. And
this is spiritual.
I'm a psychic.
Don't you think this is spiritual?
No, I think it's too loud and too abrasive for a relaxation music. Of course, you may like something different, and other people out there, I don't know what they like.
Well,
I myself like a more softer, gentler music.
A lot of what I
do... My license is 45 years old. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, a lot of what I do is I not only use my hands, but I use sound. And,
Can I give you
soothes
many a beast.
Yes. And so what I do, Phil,
it's
and this is something, what I do in my massage is I will, as I'm massaging, I will go, yeah, that kind of thing. You see what
That's
I'm saying?
That's called breathing exercises, but it depends on how you're getting way out, you're getting a little off of the track as far as your Indian and yoga thing.
Well, but what I'm doing is...
You need to do a little deep studying of the spirituality
That's a healing art. A lot of women like that because it makes them feel like, you know, they're beautiful and I'm
massaging
them.
Well, they are beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. We're all beautiful.
And I'm massaging them, you know.
You know, we were all
What do you mean you're
massaging
them?
I'm massaging them.
I'm a doctor of divinity. And,
all right.
I don't know.
If I was massaging you, what's your name, Betty? Is your name Betty?
Yes. Are you licensed?
No, ma'am, because I do a special kind of massage.
Well, you don't need a massage license in California?
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, but this.
Of course you do. You do all over the country.
But I'm not really doing the kind of massage that's going to hurt nobody.
You can't call it massage and do it then, if you're not licensed.
Well, what would you do if
so
I was giving you?
On the radio, you need to watch yourself.
If I was giving you a massage and I went, yeah, I did that. Is that good
Sounds
for you?
Sounds like you have indigestion or something.
Well, a lot of women like it.
Okay, Betty, thank you for your call. Let's take a break here. So is this part of his massage therapy, Mike, this yeah thing and the breathing thing? All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Chris Norton, who's developed a massage technique called stress-relieving massage therapy. And he comes into your office, plays massage music. Plays music like that, gives you a massage. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Jermaine, who is that? One 800 449 8686. Chris Norton, who has developed stress relieving massage therapy. They go directly to your business. I got a call from a Lance Jermaine. Who is that?
That's my business manager. And Lance felt that this is a good business for us because we're in a lot of different endeavors, Mr. Henry. One of them is modeling for me. He's my business manager.
So he has you go to these offices and do this massage therapy.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And I wanted to just play that.
Okay, can you need to turn that down?
No, but I wanted to.
Okay, that's your massage music.
Yes, sir.
You need to have that turned down. So we can go on to another phone call. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
boy,
ma'am.
This guy is really full of himself.
Well,
really full
of
himself.
I'm very confident. What's wrong with that?
No, it's not about that. It's about the fact that you think that a woman is going to want you walking into their office naked. Now, I've had
women request it. I mean,
yeah. I don't deny you've had women request it, but it's one thing to request and another to assume. And most people, from my experience as a massage therapist, and I was a licensed massage therapist,
how come you don't do it no more?
People want, they want to feel safe and relaxed. Why? Because I'm a school teacher now. I did it for about 6 years.
See, it's a tough business.
No, I was done with it. I had a car accident. That's why I got out of it.
Did your hands got messed up?
No. I broke my shoulder. Okay, the bone in my shoulder. But
is it sticking out or something?
But the issue isn't about.
Forget about that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care about that. The issue is about.
What kind of an accident was it, man? She can't do no massage no more.
This is not about.
Will you turn that down, please?
This isn't about me. This
what
is
kind
about
of music did you use?
Therapists who are reputable
what kind of
that
want
to feel safe when people come in their office.
When people come in their office?
When people come
Jesus.
In, when you come into their
Jesus.
Office, they want to feel safe.
Yeah,
they don't
want
to feel.
And I make them feel safe. What I do is.
Hey, let me tell you, having a naked man walk into a room while you're naked on the table is not
okay.
a way to make people feel
okay,
safe.
Okay, I admit it. I had so many women saying, let's do this nude, and it's fine. Okay, I won't do it anymore, okay? But what I wanted to tell Mr. Henry, what I want to tell your listeners, Mr. Henry, is that we do use a kind of audio relaxive technique. And I mentioned what I'm doing is...
Well, what is this? The last lady said that it didn't sound like anything she'd ever heard.
What you do is you begin the massage technique... And you use sensual sounds, such as, yeah, ooh.
That's sensual. You got to be kidding.
That's the sound of a man being very turned on. And
well, what does this do for the woman you're giving the massage to?
What it does is it releases certain endorphins and releases a certain relaxive chemical. So while you're massaging the woman... And then you're, oh, yeah, Okay, that relaxes. And the audio technique also sounds like, you know, you can say things like, oh, you are a fine piece of ass. You see what I'm saying, ma'am?
Well, I feel sorry for the, well, no.
You feel sorry?
You know, no,
well,
I take that back. You
feel,
know what?
What?
Different.
I mean,
different
like
strokes for different folks.
You got it. You got it. You said the magic words, and that's what
okay,
I'm all about.
But I would not assume that most women would want that because, you know, as a massage therapist, and I had 40 clients a week.
Yeah, I want to ask you. It's kind of grossing me out. Would you not
yeah,
do it?
It's grossing what? Me out.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to gross anybody out, but I'm just trying to say.
Yeah, it's grossing me out, man. It sounds like. What do you do, man? Is it sex massage?
No, sir.
That's
no,
what it's
no.
Then why
no.
aren't you licensed? Why aren't you licensed? Because you know what? The only thing that I think
you both need to relax.
Is different about you is that you haven't been busted yet. Because
ma'am,
it's more
I'm
like
not,
a massage part.
Ma'am, I'm not giving no sex. All I'm doing is giving them a shoulder rub. And, okay, if they ask for a butt rub, am I supposed to say no? It's not sex.
Well, you,
a
can,
butt rub?
You can give butt
yeah.
rubs in massage, but you're not
yeah.
supposed to. You
that's
just
right.
have to leave the towel between the legs.
That's right. Okay, so it's not says. Okay, but what I do...
Wait a minute, man. Hold it. Turn the music off.
What?
Turn it off.
That doesn't work for me.
What did you do there, man? It sounds like you're taking a dump. I mean...
Okay, that's... You know, Mr. Henry, I'm not offending you. I'm not trying to offend your listeners.
No, but it's grossing me out, man. You heard the lady. Thank you for your call, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Did you hear what she said?
If I do, like, you know.
Are you doing that? Hey.
Yeah?
Are you doing that while you're giving the woman a massage? Are you doing that?
Yes, sir, because what it is it's an auditory sensual reflex, and it releases certain endorphins.
Endorphins?
Yes, sir. So that. Yeah. Oh, you got the nicest ass.
Okay, hold on for a minute, man.
What?
Hold on for a minute. If you got my wife on a massage table, and you're giving her a massage, and you say what you just said to her, I would be upset.
But I'm not offering no sex, okay? It's not like...
I know you're not having sex with him, but that's really crude, man. Hold on for a minute. What is this guy's trip? And find out if he's got a license, will you? 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Chris Norton of Stress-Relieving Massage Therapy. Comes to your business and will give massages to you. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Chris Norton. This young man is a massage therapist. I can't call you a massage therapist, though, Chris, because legally you are not licensed.
Yes, sir.
But you and your partner, Lance Germain, who you say is your business partner.
Yeah, Mr. Germain is my business partner. But what we call it is stress-relieving massage therapy.
Okay, but you go to businesses and you give massages, and I understand that. But one of the complaints that you received...
Man, you do your research on this show.
Well, I'm sorry, we do our research. Hopefully we do our research, and you did receive a complaint. Now, apparently there's a massage bed that you use, correct?
It's a massaging surface, yes, sir. It's portable.
Okay. Is there not some kind of a face ring that people put their face in when they're laying on their stomach?
It's a support. It's a head and neck support. It also is an open ring so that the individual can breathe, yeah.
Now, you're nude, and you're massaging their shoulders.
Yes, sir.
And there was a report that apparently you're standing in front of them.
That's correct.
You got aroused, and it slapped into their face. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Okay, that was in Santa Barbara, and that was totally wrong because I didn't know that that was going to happen, okay? She took her towel off, and she had the finest butt area that I'd ever seen. And I don't know whether...
Okay, but the fact of the matter is, pal, if they're naked, you know there's a possibility that this is going to happen to you, correct?
Yes, I do, sir, but I try to play the music.
Turn the music down, man.
But that's what I use it.
Yeah, just turn it... I understand you use that music. But what I'm saying to you is, you know there's a possibility of that happening.
Yes, sir.
And it happened, and that was, like, uncool.
Well, she knew that I was nude. And I had just gotten into the audio part of the massage. I got to the part where I was going, and that's when she was getting upset.
And when you're doing that, by the way, man, you're not really having...
No, sir, I'm not having an orgasm or nothing. I'm faking it, but I'm so good, some women believe it.
All right, here is St. Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I think this guy's a pervert, man. You know, when you go in to pay for a massage, you want a professional massage. You know, that's bull. Just quit that, will you? See,
what?
You are a pervert. I mean, listen to you.
Ma'am, I know what I'm doing, okay?
You know what you're doing?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. How many massages have you had gotten?
I've had quite a few, and I tell you what, when I go in as a consumer and I pay for a massage, that's what I'm going in to pay for. If I want to pay for a man naked, that's another issue.
All right, forget about me being naked, okay?
Well,
and
no,
I'm
but
sorry,
that's
I have
the
a
issue
sinus,
here, isn't
I have
it?
A sinus condition. Well, the issue is a lot of things. What I would like to do is an experiment, Mr. Henry, if I can.
What?
I would just pretend, this lady just pretend that she is getting a massage, okay? I want to play the music. Okay, now I'm rubbing your shoulders in a very light manner. And then I begin the auditory part. I go...
And my first instinct is a pervert. Just like Phil said earlier, don't step in an elevator with a woman by yourself. Guess what? Don't step in a massage room with this guy by yourself.
Oh yeah.
What is it? Turn it down. Turn it down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who's that supposed to be benefiting? Do you do that with?
It wouldn't be benefiting me.
Okay, and I have the right to ask why. Why not?
You have the right to ask, because as a consumer, if I'm going in, okay, I want to know something. If I were to come in to pay for a massage,
it's auditorial
am I
going to
know
pleasure.
Ahead of time that there's going to be you in there with no clothes on?
No, ma'am, I'm not taking my clothes off. The women requested that I take my clothes off so much that I started coming in nude. I don't do it no more since those women complained over in Simi Valley.
Well, no kidding. Now, if a woman wants to come in and she says, hey, Chris, I want you to take your clothes off.
Yeah.
That's one issue.
Okay.
But
if you just don't
take it upon yourself
what
to
about
walk
the auditory...
in a massage room with no clothes on.
What about this?
I think you sound like you're getting ready to puke.
No.
I mean,
you know something? I say this with all due respect. You sound very non-sexual.
Oh no, I'm not a non-sexual.
No, you're
person
very
at
you're
all.
Very non-sexual.
I am saying
you don't,
as
you don't
a
have sex. You
when
don't
you
have
go
sex.
In, when a
I can tell women that
have
sex, you don't have no sex.
Are you going to let me talk? Are you going to let me say what I got to say?
Oh, I'm sorry, we lost that call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to, I don't know, take your pick. Albany, Virginia, what do you like? What's good, Mike? Well, we'll try this lady in Albany. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I think that he is a huge pick.
Even with this music playing.
Yeah, he needs to turn it off. I'm tired of the 70s porno. Yeah, there you go again with the breathing.
What is that supposed to be, man?
Oh, that is a man having an orgasm.
Yeah, and that's what you're doing during the massage. That is disgusting.
You know something, ma'am? You don't have to have massage if you don't want to, okay?
Honey, I have massage at least twice a week.
Okay, check it out.
For like 5 years.
I can and I will give this next to you right now. I'll give you goosebumps over the phone. Just check this out.
No. It's called puking. That's called I'm going to throw up if you put your 70s porno music on again.
Chris, this ain't making it, man.
How come a lot of the women's out in the South Bay in L.A. like it?
That's L.A.
Well, you
and
know
I
what?
Doubt very
Ken,
much if...
It's too much silicone. It's killing their brains. You're a pig.
Hey,
and
you know what? I haven't called you no name.
It's bad for business.
I haven't called you no name. And bad for business? I got business.
Yeah.
I got lots of business.
You're bad for business.
I have
you're
lots
bad.
Of business.
You make a bad name for every massage therapist out there. And you can go ahead and put on your porno music all you want. But you know what? You are not a professional at all. Not at all.
Ask the women what I do massages for. Ask them, okay?
Why? So that you can get off? What kind of pleasure is it hearing you going, oh, I don't want to hear that.
I'm sorry that that...
Yeah, what exactly is that?
That relaxes the women's...
No, it doesn't. That does not relax anybody, okay? When I do facials, I sure don't.
Wait a minute, man. That sounded like a baby.
I started going, oh, while I was massaging them.
What was that last one you did, Chris?
That was the sexuality.
Well, what was it? What is that? That's a baby or something, man. That's not sexy.
That's the sound of a man having his cookies.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised that you went and got a hard time.
Yeah, that's relaxing, man.
I'm not surprised that happened.
I can't stand this anymore. I need some relaxing music.
No. It's because you know you're wrong and that you know you're a pervert.
Oh, shut up. I kind of like this, Chris.
I told you you'd get into it, man.
This is good. All right, let me go to Virginia, and then that's it. Virginia, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great.
One of the things that I would like to ask the gentleman is he said that the noises or the sounds that he makes helps to release the endorphins.
Oh, yeah.
Could you answer the lady in the normal language, not go, oh, yeah?
I wanted to answer her questions in auditory sensuality.
How did he find out that these particular tones would release the endorphins?
Could you say that again, ma'am? I didn't hear you.
How did you find out that these particular sounds that you make release the endorphins?
This is work that Masters and Johnson did. Excuse me, let me say that again. Oh, this is work that Masters and Johnson did.
Okay, I'm hanging up on him because he's making me vomit. anyway, I thank you very much for your call. And you're listening to The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, and we'll be off here in a moment to go down to the Museum of TV and Radio and see what's going on down there, And if you are in the Los Angeles area, you might want to stop by and see it. It's kind of fun. They have all kinds of stuff down there. They got different retrospectives on television and radio. Tonight they're having a party for us radio types, which is kind of nice because it really gets radio is always getting kind of second fiddle to television. And why do I feel like I'm having a stroke right now? I just I can't was doing all of that stuff with Chris that all yeah oh yeah. Anyway, also on November the 4th, it's our museum. No, it's going to be the casino night. Forget it. Let's just get past this museum thing. Then I'll talk about Casino Night 2000. And we're going to have a nice turnout for that. And a very generous man. We don't get to sing this man's praises enough, but Dwight Yoakam is donating his time, his performance time for our Casino Night 2000 at the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica. And this guy's got so much stuff going on. He has movies that he's doing. He's got movies that he's directing. He's writing them. He's acting. He's in the Newton Boys was the latest thing that he did. How old's the Newton Boys? About a year ago. He's got his new film, of course, that is out. And he's been doing such great turns in movies like Sling Blade, and Cat's music is solid and like that. So he is a generous guy and is donating his time to my friend's place. So sweet, sweet guy there. And Joe Escalante from Kung Fu Records, another great man who is really has pressed our CDs for nothing, man, for our Best of the Phil Henry Show Year 2000, number one rated Phil Henry Show album that's going to be coming out. And we are going to have that for you not only in CD, but vinyl. And that's going to be a picture disc. I would imagine that even if you hated my guts, didn't like the show, or never even heard of me, you'd want to get this picture disc. Because people who collect vinyl are kind of freaky, and people who collect picture discs are way out there because they frame them and hang them on their wall, or whatever they do with them, I don't know. And this is going to be a one-in-a-lifetime thing because we're only pressing a limited number of these. Now, when do you suppose we're going to get those, Mike? What's the last word? I asked you to call them. Did you call them up? And they tell us when we're going to get our vinyl. So once we get that, then we can get out and start selling it. October 31st for the CDs. And I'm getting the word now on what the date is for the vinyl. Around the 15th to the 16th for the vinyl. So that's a little bit later than what we thought. But it'll still be in time for one of the events that we have planned for November the 18th. And I also have to sign stuff, don't I? When am I going to get that to sign? Because when you get the vinyl, you'll get my signature with it. When they get the print, they'll send it over. Okay. Well, that's going to be fun because, like I said, I don't think anybody's done any vinyl lately. What's the last vinyl? You ever buy any vinyl there, Craig? I know you collect a lot of that crap. Last time I saw the vinyl that I had, it was in a box in my sister's garage in Pasadena, and it's got to be warped by now. It's got to be so. It must look great. Must look like a freaking taco shell by now. I had, I don't know, probably 500 record albums, and I moved them very meticulously and delicately from one place to the next because this was my music, you know, and I would listen to this. And I had my headphones, my stereo. I had my Technics turntable. I had the finest turntable you could buy, just great stuff. And then come to find out that it's scratchy and it sounds like crap, and I could have gone and bought the same stuff on CD. And you know how you save all those old records? Like, I would have old 45s that I saved. And old albums that I would save, and I would sweat, and I'd bleed over these things. And next thing you know, Rhino comes out with a compilation. I had all these old Bobby Fuller records, and I had all these old, you know, girl group things, and I had all these cheesy old Turtles records and everything, and I had, like, the original Happy Together CD. Ah, there comes Rhino. They got the whole thing in a compilation. Sounds fantastic. On CD. So what I did with the vinyl that I had is I just left it in a garage someplace where, as you know, the summers get pretty hot around here. It must be just a melted pool of plastic on someone's garage floor by now. So really the only reason why to buy vinyl anymore is to, you know, because you dig it and you want to take care of it and you know, or to get the picture disc. And so that's what we thought we would do with that. So that's coming out later this month and then the middle of November. And we've got a 877 number too, so you can order the Phil Henry Show CD or vinyl over our hotline, and we thank you very much for that. So tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Gary Oldman is going to be visiting the Phil Henry Show, and I'm trying to sit here and think what I'm going to ask him, you know, that I got a billion questions for him, and I don't know what the first question out of the gate would be for a guy like Gary Oldman, but what would you think a first question would be like? Like probably Craig would say, was that amyl nitrate you're sniffing in the professional, or what's up with that? Which, of course, it isn't. I did find out that even though Gary plays crazy guys, he's, like, so normal, it's not even funny. He's got kids, and he's like, he goes to Little League games, and the guy's like really normal. So quit bugging him and quit giving him the creeps, okay? Mike. It's the Phil Henry Show, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to leave you with some massage music now.
Meg Ryan, in my opinion, is a slut because I'm gay. And I know
that. What does that have to do with your gayety, whether she's a slut? Can a heterosexual or a monogamist or a celibate say that she's a slut? So what?
No.
What does your gayety have to do with anything about Meg Ryan? Put it between your ears and listen for a moment.
I'm listening to you.
All right, listen real clear.
All right, here
Meg Ryan happens to be a movie star that had a problem and she stepped out of her marriage or whatever. And regarding her husband, did you see L.A. Confidential? Crow is an excellent actor.
He's got one emotional note.
Actor.
All he ever hits one emotional note, okay? He's been implosive and brooding in every movie he's ever been in, okay?
That's right.
So he's not an excellent actor. He's got one emotional key.
I love Meg Ryan, and I love her husband. I know all the Quaid brothers as excellent actors.
Okay,
but
number
you
two,
took an opportunity to take
as a gay
this show
man and as a gay
and promote
journalist,
your gayety.
I
this
am.
Show
my
is
gayety,
not about your gayety.
My
your
gayety
feminism.
is my business.
It's
okay?
Your problem.
None of your
you
business.
You have a problem with your gayety.
Hey, my gayety is none of your
talk,
business.
Why do you say it's none of
your about Meg instead of your gayety?
I am
why
talking about Meg. I'm talking about Meg. But the reason why I can be honest about her like you can't is because of my gayety and my gayism.
You know, if
okay?
you were real confident in yourself...
Come on, be honest about Meg Ryan. Why don't you be honest about Meg Ryan?
You would go out and make yourself visual instead of being a radio wave. You should stand out in a platform like they do in the gay parade in San Francisco and say, I am gay and I'm proud.
I'm saying it on a radio show right now. And also, I have a column in the Orange County Courier. So everybody knows I'm gay. I am a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. That makes me honest. And that means that I can
say... It
makes
you so much better, more honest than any other journalist,
it does
right?
make me superior, I think, in some ways. Yes, sir.
You need to check in with some real sexologist who can help you out and to identify who you really are, sir, because you don't know who you are
I yet. Do believe that I am superior to you. Now, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I've been listening
to
you.
This radio show who gave you the opportunity to plight yourself and let people know that finally we have a gay man out there who's a journalist.
I'm
God
a gay
bless
man.
America.
I'm a gay journalist. Okay?
Wonderful.
Are you aware
God
of that?
God bless you.
Are you aware of that?
How can we not? We're going to use the whole radio program today to promote your gayety as a journalist.
Look, my gayety began... I've been out for almost 2 years, okay?
Wonderful!
So
wonderful.
I
my
know.
Brother's been out for 30 years. Who cares?
Well,
I served the Marine Corps in Vietnam World. He
that's
was
all
gay.
Right.
Who cares?
Okay, but you have to... Yeah, if you had your way, they would have kicked him out of the service, right?
No, he said he served with the guy.
What does that have to do with him being an honest or squared away guy?
All right.
You're confusing
nothing.
Your sexuality.
Look, I'm not here to
you
demean
fighting men.
You are confusing
your sexuality with your integrity.
I'm not here
don't
to demean.
Don't you know the difference? There's nobody on the radio waves today who cares about your sexuality.
But,
any more than Bill Clinton.
It's got
nobody
nothing to do with it.
Nobody cares about Bill Clinton except his integrity. Not
you're
his
angry
sexuality.
Because I'm superior to a lot of people. You're angry
you
about
that. If you have a problem with that superior, you ought to go for Halloween and put the big S on your chest like Superman and say, I'm superior because I'm
back,
gay.
The West Hollywood Parade.
I am gay and I'm proud.
Well, the West Hollywood Parade is coming up. I'm going. No, I'm going as Marsha Brady to the West Hollywood Parade if you want to know.
Phil Henry.